Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the very, very rare, hardest to find piece of after uncensored content we do. Straight with a blitz, fumbling of the microphone.
Hey, so I'm going to try.
I'm not mad about that. I know.
No, so I'm going to try to use a different. So pop me up on it'd be R3, I believe.
Okay.
And let's try that.
Bow wow.
All right.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
There you are. You're fully. You're a dirty potter.
Okay, great. How about now?
And
I could turn it up a little bit if I need to, or mess with it.
That's better.
Okay, let me mess with it.
That's better.
So I talked to the tree guy. He said, "Yep, that's a problem. We're going to schedule someone to come out."
Oh,
so he wasn't doing anything. He just wanted to make sure.
He was like on Tico. He had to come and verify that indeed they need to come out.
Yeah, and he said, "Yep, that those will need to get taken care of."
Those are a bitch to back up into too.
So, just the race car or the race car?
Probably nothing, he said. If the truck's parked out there or anything, that will probably need to get moved, but the trailers should be fine.
Perfect. Then we can move everything else.
He said usually what they do, too, is they just go out there and chop it down from the base and treat it and let it just die off.
Okay, perfect.
So
what I'm saying is, like, Beamer, F-350.
At the most, that'll be it.
Crown Vic. Smart car can all be moved.
Correct.
Hi, it's the Bubba After Hours podcast with me and Anna and Blitz.
Hello.
And Lummy. How you guys doing?
Great.
I don't know if Scout and Big Gulp will down. I think they pretty much listen to everything we do. They're some of the, obviously Hall of Famers, and they listen to everything. I'm going to try to be nice. I'm going to text this to them personally as well.
Yeah.
But Nuts.com is very, they're a former sponsor. And when we were getting stuff for free, it wasn't a big deal. But, like, they're very expensive.
Yeah, yes, not cheap. And it's delicious stuff. It's just not a lot of the stuff that, like, we love so much.
We want you to stop with Nut. Listen, Scout and Big Gulp.
We just feel bad.
Yeah. We feel bad because a lot of the stuff we don't like and the stuff that we do like is so expensive. So just stop with the nuts.com. Do not send us any more. Mostly because it's so expensive.
Exactly. It's really good, but it's expensive.
So just stop. Save your money. I know you guys are fucking zillionaires, and we love you. I mean, like, PayPal, Cash App, for what you're spending on nuts.com, just Cash App us or Venmo us.
Yeah. Or even just go to like Amazon, buy a couple of the, just two or three things of regular,
cashews,
almonds, peanuts, roasted peanuts, whatever, and that'd be perfect.
Stay off of nuts.com.
Yeah, it's just too expensive.
Please don't,
nobody
get mad.
Thank you for the gesture. Yeah. Like, and I don't want to stress that.
I don't want them mad at me. I want them to be like, hey, let's be responsible with your dollar because they are so expensive.
Yeah.
We just don't want to be wasteful because some of the stuff's like, it's fun to try, but it's like a big bag of something that nobody will eat.
So. Yeah, right. Hold off on the cheeses, too. We're good on those. We still got a couple big boxes to get through.
Yeah.
And you're trying like hell to get through them, aren't
I'm
you,
trying,
buddy?
He's doing great.
I'm trying.
Oh, please. Let me act like this is a big thing for him. One day he thought we were out and he flipped out. He went through withdrawals.
Because I'm addicted now, man. It's been like a couple months. It's a Cheez-It bag a day.
He went through Cheez-It withdrawals. Was it Friday?
Yeah.
Anna, you know who I got comedic-wise? You know who I think sexy as fuck and I want to fuck?
Is it a guy?
Louis C.K.
I would jerk off in front of Louis.
Nikki Glaser.
I do like her.
She's very pretty.
But I like Whitney Cummings,
too.
I
knew you were going to say that.
I love Whitney Cummings.
Oh, she got the dark hair. Well, depends on the day.
She has small titties, though.
She does.
Ew.
Disgusting.
No, I mean, like, she has real small titties.
Were you watching her podcast? Is that
No, I don't know what I was watching of her, but I was watching something. To me, though,
she's kind of dirty. I feel like you'd like that.
But I kind of got into a female comedic rabbit hole a little bit.
It's interesting.
And
who else did you discover?
A whole bunch. But anyway, I wanted to give you my overview of the whole genre.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like women stand up really rely on talking about fucking.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And like it's like they don't have to be as funny as they have to be just transparent or make up fucking stories, because that's what seems to, I don't know if it works, but that seems to be successful nonetheless. Right?
Like, yeah, people like listening to women talk about sex.
They do.
Because it's pretty taboo for women, and so sometimes they dip into it too hard. Like, Nikki Glaser's really funny, but that is all she talks about is fucking.
Yeah,
sex.
See that? And I got into a Nikki
Glaser. It gets old.
Let me send me a Nikki Glaser best of, but or the latest. But you're right, Anna. Like, I got into, like, a Whitney Cummings, Nikki Glaser. There was one other one who's got dark hair, and she's kind of cute. Fuck, I can't remember. And
it's not Natasha.
No.
The skinny bitch.
It might be her.
Let me see.
It might be her, but I really like Nikki Glaser.
Legaro, now, yes, Natasha Legaro.
That's her.
Legaro.
Yeah. Legaro, yeah.
That's her.
She wears like the cute little dresses. Mm-hmm. She's almost 50. She looks amazing.
I got into a little bit of a rabbit hole with her.
That's also the same birthday as Blitz. But that's a really disgusting joke.
Didn't Nikki Glaser kind of have the hots for Bobby Bones for a little bit?
Yeah, she did. She told him she wanted to give him a blowjob, and he turned her down. I think they went on a couple of dates.
That shows you where I am.
What are you talking about? I'm a princess. Like, that's what's separating us, is just clothes. Like, you can give, like, a sloppy blowjob and put on, like, some jeans and a tank top and be like, I've never sucked a in my life. What are you talking about? Nope, not me. And it's like, yes, you have. If you want a tank top, male or female, you've sucked some. Like, that's just a fact of tank tops, I think. Yeah.
Now, who is she currently dating, Anna? Is she dating anybody?
I don't know. She's kind of quiet about it. Like, she'll talk about stuff and reference, like, oh, they're a comedian or they're this, but she won't name them.
My favorite sexual act. I think it's because I don't really masturbate, so I like to outsource it, and it's the greatest. Are you guys into it? Yeah.
She's currently not dating anyone. She's currently single.
She couldn't handle me, though. I'm a little too high maintenance for her.
You think so?
Just me?
Yeah, she's high maintenance. I'm high maintenance. Two high maintenance people together.
No, you give her that two-finger cul-de-sac. She'd be...
I love it. Lately,
she needs an alpha.
Yep.
Hold on. Anna, she's talking about fingering, and you know
that's your specialty.
See, it says bumming me out, Bubba. That's what I'm saying. You give her the two-finger and... Whew.
Hold on here.
Fingering styles are bumming me out, and I think that's why a lot of you are just like, no, not so much anymore. Because there's finger banging going on and finger blasting. Just like this aggressive thing we're getting a lot. It's just like...
No, it's not.
Wrong.
That's not the
all
way.
Wrong.
Yeah, all wrong. Yeah.
It's like,
it's a constant pressure. You don't have to have that very piston-like, you know...
It's not the in-out.
No, it's not the in-out. It's the pressure against the G-spot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is this fracking? Is that what fracking is? I've heard a lot about...
Oh, I bet you, Lummy, she's never been fingered the way
exactly,
I could finger her.
Exactly, but you could get her easily.
I'd love to say, listen, I don't even have to take my clothes off.
Yeah, listen, Linda.
Listen, Linda, listen. Linda, honey. You just get on all fours and take your panties off. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I need you to do. Hike up that skirt, get on all fours, and let me get up in there, up into that G-spot, and you will fucking squirt like a jet ski.
Yeah.
About it, and I'm...
And listen to Anna. Back a year ago, you would never hear Anna go, yeah. Now, the quivering yeah by Anna was one of been there, done it.
Bought the t-shirt. Stop.
I mean, Anna, you know as well as I do. We can get very, you know.
Philosophical.
We can get very philosophical here. But the jury verdict said prior to Blitz, you hadn't squirted. It didn't say not a squirter.
That was actually really good.
I just came out of
my head.
That's
great. That's fucking great.
The jury verdict said hadn't squirted. Doesn't mean you're not a squirter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in Blitz, I don't want to be too full of myself, but did you learn or perfect your fingering techniques according to, you know, my urban lore, so to speak?
I actually Googled it and saw it on the internet, and it was you.
But
what I'm saying is, Blitz, I mean, I'm sure that you have, you, all of us men's.
Oh, millions of times.
Use what I, you know, have claimed to be mine, but it's really not mine. But it is a rib. It's kind of mine.
100%.
I probably, within the media, have talked more about it than any other media member.
I took Natasha Terry's advice and then added yours to it. And
right.
I just took your advice, Bubba.
Well, in full disclosure, I got my two-finger, I got the two-finger cul-de-sac technique. I ripped it directly off Dr. Natasha Terry. When she was on my show back in the 98, oh, this has got to be a collection call. Here we go. Hello, you're on the Bubba Show, live on the air. Hello.
Hello, this is Anne with Florida Solar Power.
Hold on.
How are you doing today?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how you doing today? Listen, all you got to do is be nice to them, and then they fucking...
Yeah.
So I ripped off my technique from Dr. Natasha Terry. She just didn't go on to be a nationally syndicated phenomenon like me, so I've been able to make it my own.
Well, yeah, when I used it on Ash, I didn't say, you know, it's the Natasha Theory. I said it's...
This is what Bubba, this is what Bubba slings.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Anna, that being said, you probably have never, you probably had never experienced anything like that, you know, with marbles and pockets and... Yep. And all those
guys I dated,
yeah,
just me dated
the guy with the minivan in Detroit with bitch tits, you know, all that
fucking sedan, yeah, that was him.
And so when you roll up with a guy like Blitz, who one has a very very respectful cock,
oh, absolutely,
right, and this technique, he, you know,
I know,
regardless of who Blitz's technique is, you know, formed after.
Doesn't matter. Make it your own.
Blitz, here's the deal. You, whether you got it from me or you got it from Natasha Terry, you use that technique.
Oh, just nonstop.
Well, simple yes was all I was looking for.
Oh, sorry.
But Anna, so one would say.
And it's good.
One would say.
Yep.
The first time you experienced that was with your current boyfriend.
Correct.
And prior to that, you had heard me go on and on and on and on about it.
On and on.
Oh, my God. Do you jet ski? Do you want a jet ski? Are you a jet skier? Have you ever jet skied? What the fuck? You're at nauseam. You're like, what the fuck? Let it go, big boy.
Right.
And finally, romantically, you and Blitz, you know, consummated your relationship.
We did.
He's used this particular
cold sack Jones.
He's used this particular technique on you.
Yes.
And let's just say, like, you were talking to Reagan, like, as a sister girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, before we make out during the pillow fight.
No.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
No. One of those.
When we're scissoring for dinner.
One of those one or two nights a month that you happen to be home.
Oh, yeah.
She's
like, hey, what's up?
She's like, Reagan, Anna.
Yeah.
Be honest. What, you know, Bubba talks about that, you know, jet skiing thing. Like, you know, is it really, like, how would you
Reagan, it's amazing. You got to try it. I mean, not with my boyfriend, but, like, get your own or something.
Right.
And you could try with him.
Right. Like, but is it, like, really make you, like, you know, squirt?
Oh, so squirtalicious.
For real? You're not, you know, joshing me or nothing over mimosas?
Yeah, don't josh. Don't josh her.
No.
Don't josh me over mimosas.
No, I would never do that over mimosas. That's sacred. But
now,
it works, Reagan. Get squirted.
Anna, did you have to change your mindset? Because as
it was... I had to change my panties. Okay, let's go.
I had to change my...
Sorry.
Well, you know, another game changer you put in there was the Itachi, too.
Yeah.
But
she...
That was before I was sexual. Now I'm a sexual goddess.
Yeah.
It's different now.
I mean, now your sexual seal has been broken.
Correct.
Yeah.
Before, it was just sealed up nicely. But, you know, your sexual dam broke, so to speak,
it did.
And it's Katie fucking bar the door now.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Katie bar the door.
You never heard that expression? Katie bar the door?
No, is this from, like, the 50s?
It's probably, like, from the fucking 20s, but nonetheless.
I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, let me ask old girl. Hey, Alexa, what does Katie bar the door mean?
Here's something I found on the web. According to EnglishForStudents.com, Katie, or Katie, bar the door means take precautions. There's trouble ahead.
It's from the 1800s.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Hey, Alexa, what does, who and...
It's 10:46 a.m. Have a good morning.
Fuck off.
Yeah, you're stroking out. She's like, bye.
I'm stroking out.
It's a Scottish or Irish roots.
But there is on it. Like, there's a Katie bar. The door means like, oh, here comes some shit. Coming.
Okay, okay.
So
I understand.
Oh, it looks like it's coming. It comes from the Catherine Douglas, the lady in waiting to King James the First of Scotland,
which is very typical. Which is very topical right now that we have a you know, a monarchy change.
Yeah, she barred the door with her arm.
King James attempted to save Catherine from being murdered.
Man, they rolled a lot more cooler back in the monarchy days back then. They were cutting bitches' heads off and all kinds of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're just parading the queen around in this fucking casket that we don't even know she's in. I want somebody to open it up so we can see that she's in there.
I agree.
And these boys aren't just carrying around 82 pounds of lead.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I mean, everywhere you look on TV, they're fucking parading this casket here and there and everywhere. My God, I guarantee you she's bruised up in there.
I mean, does it really matter?
No, but I guarantee if they would have taken a picture. I guarantee if they would have taken a picture before, like, when did she die? Friday?
Yeah, the 8th. Well, they, that was. Blitz,
I think, Blitz, they've hauled her around like a FedEx letter.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I mean, they've taken her. I mean, if you look at just the custody of where she's been, she went from dying Friday, and then they put her in a fucking. She's been everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
Poor little thing.
Well,
she got more miles on her. She got more miles on her than the tires and the fucking hearse that's rolling her around.
We gotta think her husband's been frozen for about a year now. So
poor guy, frozen in time.
He's cold.
Super cold.
So Anna, if I was to give Nikki Glaser, and I would just let you know that I have my technique is at least as good as Blitz, maybe better. I have different variations.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So you know how good that is.
Yeah.
What if I gave that to her? She's talking about how she can't find a guy finger her correctly.
Nope. Ready to write my congresswoman. I am so... It's rampant. A lot of you I can sense are like, what's wrong with that? It either feels like nothing or it hurts. And that sound that we make...
I'd get up in there and just fucking put all that pressure...
You know, I hope you can finger bang some funny into her as well.
Make that. That's not like a pleasure. That's a pain sound. So, slight distinction. It's just this. And it's, you don't need even need to be in there. You can just, and if you are, just the gentle.
Oh, yeah, but I'll give you that.
Oh, yeah,
but
it won't be.
But it won't. She knows the come here or the curveball.
Mm-hmm. Come hither.
Come hither or curve.
Yeah, the curveball.
Either you're getting a Phil Negro curveball, or you're getting a come here.
Yeah.
She's probably gotten a lot of those.
I know what you did last summer. The, here, kitty, kitty, like you're trying to...
See, she knows.
Yeah.
She's been with the guy that fingered her right.
Yeah.
If you know, come here, kitty, 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 then you've been fingered correct.
Probably Bones. That probably
like hat up under her bed.
Oh, Bobby Bones.
You know, he stole it from you.
What's that?
He stole it from you.
Mm-hmm. He stole everything else from me.
Yeah.
Fucking hack.
Yeah, might as well steal your finger.
Now he's
technique.
Doing fucking food reviews.
Yep.
And don't bust me up with Snake in the Grass, your new TV show, fucker.
I can't wait to see your hot dog review from this hot dog stand.
But yeah, and I would just stick to the clit. And I know that word is like stick. It's gross. But
no, clit is a cool word, especially if you know how to isolate it with some great suction.
Mm.
Oh.
Do it on it.
Nature. But yeah, I would just stick to that, and I know it's like, where is it? But we'll like find it for you and just be like, there. It's like, where's Waldo? Mine's striped, so that does help. And then you just hone in on it like you're playing a game of Fruit Ninja. Have you played that game?
Yeah.
If you haven't, I just want to tell you it's a fingering training tool developed by the Japanese. And you like swipe fruit, and there's a part where a pomegranate comes up, and that's what I'm talking about. You gotta just like scrub it really quickly like this. And you're trying to get like a 37 is where you're trying to aim for.
Now, Anna, do you think that...
I have played Fruit Ninja as of very recently.
Really?
I would not have gotten that reference a month ago.
But it is funnier than hell.
I mean, no, but at least I know what she's talking about.
Please welcome Nikki Glaser.
Nikki Glaser.
Nikki Glaser.
Oh, yeah, she did good on the Alec Baldwin.
Yeah. She's good on the roast.
Yeah. She's good on the roast. Mm-hmm. Which was, I wonder if we should do, I think we should do a roast.
And start with Dr. Dan?
Well, no. I don't know if I don't know if Dan could handle it.
He said he could, because I remember last time we talked about it, he said
no. If we really, really, really roast him.
I mean,
oh yeah.
Like usually what really roasting,
it's
like,
not ruin lives here.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, let's not ruin families.
Mm-hmm. Just not doing roast.
That's how fucked up we are. We can't even roast because we will. It'll be so stiff that it'll end up in the
home record.
The most step stools.
Man, how about her tits? How about Nikki Glaser's tits?
She's got good size.
David, you seriously influenced so many female comics' haircuts. Tonight, Jeff is dressed as Prince, the Prince of Wales, the animal, you're fat. Jeff, if you changed your name to a symbol, it'd be the Arby's logo.
Who is that guy?
Jeffrey Ross?
Yeah, Jeff
you
Ross.
Don't know Jeff Ross? Jeff.
Well, it doesn't look like Jeff Ross, but yeah.
I mean,
no, Jeff, I'll admit, I've imagined Jeff without clothes. It's how I stay thin. Rob Riggle, I want to thank you so much for fighting the war against terrorism and subtlety.
See, I've never thought that he was funny at all.
He's like in everything, but mm-hmm. I can't name any.
You're talking about the Fox Sports one?
Yeah, I just don't think that he's funny.
On that, he's definitely not.
Jewel is here, or as I call her, Trailer Swift.
Ah, that is actually funny, isn't it?
Yeah, that one's all right.
Jewel, I do not want to badmouth you since God already did.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's good.
Oh, because she's got jacked up
teeth. She's got snapple
teeth.
Yeah.
I think your smile is cute. I feel like your teeth are like the Spice Girls. You know, they're all different colors and they're like doing their own thing. So that's...
Oh, she's stiff. If she
yeah,
not,
that's funny. I'll get
to her. Yeah, like one of the big ongoing ribs is why didn't Jewel get her fucking jacked up teeth fixed, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. That was funny. Peyton Manning is here.
Oh, I want to see her fuck with him.
That's not for you guys. That's for him. Peyton, you're here right now. You've had a lot of concussions. You're here. Don't murder your wife. I don't know much about football, but I love Peyton in commercials. You're like, you're so good at him, like legitimately. I'd say you're the greatest of all time. I'd say like, you're like the Tom Brady of being in commercials, you know, like the greatest, like he's the greatest, right? So.
And I couldn't date her because she'd just be cutting on me nonstop.
Yeah. Without Fuhrer, ado, and Coulter.
God bless her for doing that.
Oh, Anne. What's it like to be like a real life supervillain? You know, like, I'd ask you how you sleep at night, but I'd assume just upside down in a robe of 101 Dalmatians.
Ann Coulter's not feeling it either.
No.
She's not feeling it.
No, but she's expect. There. I mean, that, you
Sir has written 11 books, 12 if you count Mein Kampf. Yes.
Oh.
Anne's been called things like a racist, anti-Semitic, homophobic, a white supremacist, and that's just while getting plowed by Bill Maher.
That's that uncomfortable, toothy grin.
Only person you will ever make happy is the Mexican who digs your grave.
Jesus.
Yeah. Now, here's
Rob Lowe.
Yeah, that's Rob Lowe. Now, for the life of me, I need to hire the guy that handles his career. Because you talk about a guy that survived a sex tape.
I think this is his roast.
But, I mean, my sex tape was a fucking popsicle stand compared to his.
I think she makes fun of him in this, too, on the sex tape part.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, they were, what, a 16? They were 16-year-old girls from Georgia that he had a threesome with.
And taped it.
Is that the one that says that was the best thing that happened to his career?
Yeah. And he got in, at the time, the legal age of consent was 16 in Georgia.
Yeah, but the federal pornography laws or otherwise, if you taped it.
But I don't.
Speaking of Hitler, Jeff, you and Hitler have a lot in common.
What's that?
Micro penis. You're bad at your art, and no one cared about you till you started roasting people.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Guys,
okay.
I can make that joke because I'm not Jewish, so I don't care.
All right, that's funny too.
Don't be mad. At least I acknowledge the Holocaust. Anne doesn't even think it happened.
That's good.
And I think Anne got killed.
Oh, she did in this one.
Speaking of deniable tragedies, Rob Lowe.
Oh, I just want to hear her, then we'll move on.
You're so f***ing hot, I can't even stand it. Rob defies age restrictions. You're f***ing Adonis. Look at you. You look like you're sculpted. I mean, you put the statue in statutory rape. I mean,
oof.
Right?
She's really going for it, though.
Yeah,
first of all, not one of them has bombed. Every one of them has been a zinger. They've all zinged, are they not?
Yeah. I had a crush on you when I was a little girl. If only I'd known, that's when I had my best shot. Thank you so much. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, everyone!
She's got some nice little titties on her, hasn't she? I mean,
so adorable.
I think when she was on Stern, she said they were C's. Like B's or C's.
Oh, Martha Stewart.
Oh, Martha Stewart. Does she fuck with Martha?
What's that? I know.
Yeah, she fucks with Martha in this one.
She does?
Yeah.
All right, let me just hear a couple more.
Thank you so much. Joseph Gordon.
How old is Nikki Glaser?
38.
He's so cute, so adorable. I bet you eat pussy, but only with the crust cut off first. Isn't that his look?
Speaking of crusty pussy, I'll get to you in a second, Sybil. I, I know.
Is that Minka Kelly? Is that, that's the bitch that's with shotgun or, machine gun?
No, that's not Megan Fox.
I know. Martha Stewart, thank you for being here. Seriously, and congratulations on getting that Thai soccer team out of your vagina. And into your sweatshops. That's where they are now. Surprisingly, Martha said that prison food wasn't that bad, just, you know, as long as it was clean shaven, so.
Look at Martha. She's not happy.
She loves attention to detail. Is she laughing? I'm terrified of her. No, honestly, Martha Stewart, I'm a huge fan. And my mom is an even bigger fan. My mom has learned everything from Martha Stewart about cooking and cleaning and withholding affection. So it's close to my heart. Kevin Pollak is here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's in Maisel.
Such an amazing actor. I know Kevin as like one of the greatest impressionists of all time. I'm a huge fan. My favorite of his is he does an amazing Robin Williams. I just wish you would finish it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Okay, guys, listen, all I'm saying is that we've lost a lot of greats to suicide recently, and it's time we lose some okays. Sybil's gorgeous. I'm like honored to meet her, and her
Sybil's not doing too well.
Resume is insane. Like, if you look at it, it's just like model, actor, singer, you name it, she's f***ed it.
I wish I wasn't true.
I don't know any of these people. Sybil, why am I here? Ugh. Literally, you have like no friends.
I wonder what she says about Bruce Willis. Oh, Dennis Rodman. Oh, okay. After Dennis, and we're done, okay?
Oh, you sleepy potato. Tom, I love you, but how did you have a stroke on both sides of your face? Explain that. I don't get it. Dennis Rodman, what's up?
Oh, shit. Dennis will stick ya.
Dennis Rodman. I first met Dennis just earlier tonight when he tried to sell me incense on the sidewalk. I don't want any, okay? Edward Norton is here. Hey, buddy. Ed looks to me like if a marionette became a boy and then that boy became an asshole. Right?
All right, enough of Nikki Glaser. I'll get on this Nikki Glaser fucking hold forever. Who's dirtier, her or Whitney Cummings?
They're both pretty dirty.
Yeah. I'd say Nikki Glaser's a little bit more because she's still kind of doing more in that culture.
I'll tell you who I met at, and she was fucking gorgeous. Hmm. I met her at Howard Stern's wedding, Sarah Silverman.
Yeah.
And
she's fucking funny. Her stand-up is pretty fucking
good. Amazing. And she would go out, she went out back with Brent and Artie and got high.
Hell yeah.
And yeah, she was beautiful. And I also met that Kelly Ripa? Yeah, she was about the size of a child.
Yeah, she's teeny tiny.
And you met the weather chick too.
Oh,
Julian Barbary.
Yeah, Julian, and she's had some health issues.
Yeah, she got her tits cut off.
Well, I wasn't for cancer. Oh, I wasn't going to say that.
Oh,
I was going to try to be.
Speaking of tits, did you see Sarah Silverman's tits?
No. I mean, I didn't see her tits, but I mean, she was wearing a nice.
Oh no, but she's done movies where she shows them.
Oh, she has.
Yeah,
I think she's posted it too.
Yeah,
and Whitney Cummings also released one of her nudes because someone got her phone or something, and they were going to release them, and they were trying to extort her, and so she was like, "Oh fuck you, I'll release them myself." So she did.
Yeah, that extortion thing only works out with a few people.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. Let's move on.
I'm on the wrong side of extortion.
Right. Fuck. That was my bad. I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot.
You know, as I'm getting, as I'm doing this documentary deal, I have to medicate myself. Like
more
even
than usual?
Oh, just because it's just.
Is it things you're finding out that you didn't know?
No, it's just that I kind of knew, but I forgot a lot of it.
So why are you medicating yourself?
Well, because it's just it's so. Fun. No, no. Well, because it's one, it's fun. But two.
Because it's data that ends in
Y. It's just so fucked up on how all this went down.
Tell me what you take.
It's
to
so,
make
it's
you feel
just,
happy.
It's just so fucked up on the lack of prosecution and the fact that, like, none of this. At least the story that, at least the side of the sex tape
that you were on,
that I have been on,
brother,
and that, you know, really did happen,
yeah,
but wasn't reported.
Nope.
So this isn't like the side of the sex tape that I was on that I'm kind of made up and I've, you know, through 10 or 11 years have refined myself to make myself look like a victim or feel like a victim or to try to take a little bit of the sting away from my responsibility and
right.
The whole thing. You know, hey, I can, after 10 years, craft it and say this and that. These are all from what?
I'm so sorry.
What? What is so fucking funny? Hello? We're on
a... I just feel so bad.
What is...
I'm confused.
Are you the one that distributed it? Did Blitz steal it?
Blitz?
Blitz did it.
Oh, it's all coming out now.
Oh, shit.
This is kind of uncomfortable.
I know. I don't understand what's going on, Bubba. We're outside of this inside joke. And it's both of them. It's not even...
I'm just laughing. Good shit.
Bubba, do you know what they're laughing at?
Oh, shit.
I can't see you either,
Bubba. I'm so sorry. So sorry, Bubba.
But what's so funny?
I'm not laughing.
He's making me laugh. It's all his fault, Bubba.
Lummy?
I have no fucking clue, Bubba.
Can you help me?
I
know we're the two slowest in the room.
I know.
This thing. I start talking.
I feel bad. She started laughing.
Yeah, it's like almost like, you know, it's maybe weird. Blitz just subconsciously told on himself, like the way Calta did.
Oh.
Remember?
Calta.
Yeah,
remember
Calta.
His rotation.
Let's play some audio.
Never actually crossed the line and.
That got him going. I'm fucking confused.
Anna, what is so funny?
What the fuck?
What is so funny?
Now, remember, we're on a completely unedited and unseen forum here.
Right.
Yes.
So you have to...
Talk.
Yeah.
Right.
And... kind of let us know what we're missing.
What
I'm missing on my own sex tape.
I think if I were to venture a guess, it's, you know, when you just kind of keep ending up where you started, you know, sometimes.
He's going in a circle?
You know?
Yeah.
You just kind of like.
I just said yeah because I think I felt like that's what I was supposed to say.
Right.
But yeah.
It's like more of a philosophical thing.
Yeah, it's real philosophical.
Oh, Jesus.
You said your office deemed it a crime, but in fact, a jury determined that it wasn't a crime, correct?
Well, we can get very philosophical.
I mean, I got sound bites for days.
I know.
Is that what you guys are laughing about because of the sound bites? Because he plays the sound bites all the time? Okay. Let me investigate.
It hasn't ruined your life like it's ruined mine. And it's my own. It's my really honest to God shoot style. It's like my coping mechanism.
Oh, I know. Yeah, we know.
No, you don't.
I mean, I don't know, but I mean, like, I can sympathize.
No, you can't.
I can empathize. I can't empathize.
No,
I can sympathize.
You can't even begin to wrap your head. And I don't say this adversarially.
No,
I say
no,
this
no.
globally. I say this globally. Nobody nobody. There's only one person, me,
right,
that can really wrap your head around how fucking unfair this was. And for, I've often, and I know, as you say, when you start something, you always end up back where I started.
Right.
I know that's where this always goes. But have you ever heard of the convict that sat in jail for 36 years and said, I didn't do it? And then finally he gets exonerated in some way, shape,
right,
or form.
Right, by some like DNA tests or whatever.
I am not the guy that wants to say I didn't do it, because I did have a hand in my own demise.
But not the hand that people think you had.
But, and so it's just so frustrating. And I know it's a joke to everybody. Probably the ongoing rib behind my back is, oh God, here we go again. But I warn people that I will never, ever be able to let this go until the side of that story is told. Now, when that side's told, if people still think what they want to think, that's okay, because it's your opinion. I mean, there are some people that have opinions on every little thing that's happened in our life.
Yeah.
From the Holocaust to 9/11 to 9/11 and mm-hmm. everything in between.
Right.
But at least I think on major events, both sides of the story have been told. I mean, I'm sure there are some things in our life that we don't really know the other side of the story. In fact, probably a lot of things
yeah. mm-hmm.
that we don't know. And I'm guilty of, as soon as you see. Now, Blitz, you tend to be a little more cynical and a little more open-minded, so to speak, when you watch the news than the average guy.
Yeah.
But the average person, you know, just pretty much takes it for face value.
I almost never do.
Right. But the average person's conditioned
to. And God bless them. Well, yeah, just having a simple ass,
Like the average person,
outlook.
Like, oh, shit, okay, that happened.
That's what happened.
Okay,
great.
That's what happened.
Move on with my life.
And there are probably, I think we would agree that there are probably more people. We're just conditioned as a society to kind of be that way.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, just that's the way it is, you know, fuck. Well, not everybody is, as you know, not everybody looks at both sides of the story.
Sure.
And so it's just funny that you do into this eruption of laughter when I feel that there's probably a lot of people laughing at me when I get into these diatribes.
Well, and the funny thing is, I mean, we're not laughing at you. It's just the situation, and it's not even the situation itself. It's the situation of like today.
What do you mean?
Because like, it's just funny because like, and this is like why I was laughing, and I'm assuming her too. But like, there's just a few trigger words you can say,
mm-hmm.
and we know you're going right for the sound bites and stuff, and yeah. it has nothing to do with like the actual situation itself. Like that's not what's funny, obviously.
Right. It's just as they are
when you're
honing
like,
this thing in.
Well, you're having to like relive it every day now.
Right.
And piece by piece.
And that's
not
stressful.
And not just like a quick flyby, like, oh yeah, that happened. It's like the minutia, the exact details of what happened, who did what, and, you know, because you have to. And
right.
So you're like living it, reliving it every day.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I'd probably only say this on the podcast because not a lot of people, in retrospect to our overall global thumbprint, hear this. Compared to, like, if we were live at, 8:15 tomorrow morning.
Sure.
But it's really fucking with me.
I know.
Yeah,
I can tell.
You did mention that.
Like, it's really...
Because you're having to relive every detail, like, almost every day, at least some part of it every day.
And I'm not getting the sleep. I'm off. I'm off. Like, I'm off.
And
I think
like,
I'm off as a host.
And honestly, like I've been trying for the past couple of weeks of like I spend time thinking about like, hey, what kind of advice can I give to you where like you can still be involved in this but not have it affect you? And really like I can't think of any, like there isn't any.
No, because
you have to be involved in it because, you know, you want the story out and, you know a lot of the details. So, you're involved in that part of it. So You know, there's no way you cannot be.
Is there people that you're finding out that you weren't mad at before that you're now mad at? Like even more pissed off?
It's just that as there's something that we found out last week.
Oh.
And it really, really has fucked me up.
Really?
Because it was one of the main things that really made me look bad. And we have now found out that it may not have happened.
Huh.
What?
Yeah. As we compare transcripts to the FBI transcripts, which is done by a sworn agency,
mm-hmm.
compared to transcripts from a person, it looks like the court took the transcripts of the person's email and used that as testimony.
And no one was able to catch him on it.
And nobody caught that some stuff was pencil whipped within the transcripts that the media has reported as gospel. Because right. the media didn't have the FBI report to go on.
Okay.
And you might know what
maybe.
I think you got a general idea.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's and all of it's been targeted to make me look like a piece of shit. And the sex tape really wasn't ever supposed to destroy Hogan's life. It was to destroy mine. And it did.
Hold on. You mean the releasing of it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. No, I mean,
I know. I know that's what you meant. I just want to make it clear in case.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
in case anyone hears it and goes, "Oh, see, he meant to do this." No.
No. I mean, you know, listen. Should I have taped it? No. Should I have destroyed the tape? Yes.
Right.
Is a lot of my problems because of that? Yes.
Right, but what you were just saying is the people that released it to get at you.
Right.
Yeah.
And we found out some evidence late last week that I'm having a real tough time with.
Hmm.
Real tough time. Like, you know, it's just like, wow. I mean, and accelerate that by the local media's hatred for me. And I can see where, you know, once you get blacklisted and the overall, you know, one news director I'll just lay it out. Some of it, I'm speaking very vaguely and I want to keep it that way.
Sure.
But the news director for Channel 13, was, I don't know if they're still there or not, very good friends with the people at the Bone. And that's where the first non-reporting happened. Charlie Belcher is super good friends with Calta, and Mark Wilson's good friends with them. The news. So anything that would come down that would be potentially their involvement, mm-hmm. they would not cover it. And their news director, they got this little ongoing scuttlebutt that this was a local radio war. And so news directors all talk to each other. The guy from Channel 28 talks to the Channel 10 guy, talks to the 8 guy. And the only people that even tried to cover a little bit this was Bay News 9 and Josh Rojas. He was the only person that even tried to start sniffing around how this all went down. And he quickly got told to stop because all of the news directors in town kind of got developed. This is just inside baseball on a radio war with a guy that's no longer relevant. And that's where a lot of my problems now, how one of the most popular, you know, all time most famous, widely distributed radio personalities in Tampa no longer is relevant. I don't know how that happens, but it does. And the local media refused to cover this. And it all, it first started out with, as a friendship to their friends that at the end of the day did it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's when this documentary comes out, I think it's really going to open some people's eyes as to, and it's been tough, man. It has been really tough to sit here and watch all this develop over now 10 years. It's been mm-hmm. 10 years. I've lived this for 10 years, and people think that most people think I'm a piece of shit. Not the Bubba Army, not the people that listen to our show as fans, but just the average person that lives in Tampa, Florida, thinks I'm a piece of shit because they don't know. And again, I am a piece of shit for what I did. I am. But they don't know the complexity and the completeness of how, you know, they don't know the other right. side, so to speak. And you know what? I got only probably a 50-50 chance for that person to currently who thinks I'm a piece of shit to say, he's not such a piece of shit. A little bit. You know, he's 25% a piece of shit. I didn't know that. So I found out some information late last week that I've really it's got me in a funk.
Mm-hmm.
This whole thing has got me in a funk.
Sure.
And it's tough to come in here and act like Johnny fucking Yippee-O, good mood, funny, sharp, minds focused on what we're doing
right.
when we're on the final stages of this. Now, this in itself, who's to know? Maybe it doesn't even get picked up.
Right.
Maybe it doesn't get picked up, and maybe...
So there's a lot of stress there.
Oh,
well.
I mean, maybe it doesn't get picked up.
Right.
And now I've lived all this, made all this.
And for what?
And just to order to open up the scab and not even be able to throw a little Neosporin back on it. Now it's a fucking... And if that... I don't know. I don't know.
One day at a time.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all you can do.
Literally.
Yeah.
Like,
you're doing your best.
I'll say goodbye. Today, I'm going to work on my truck.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure just make sure it's ready to go to Georgia.
Yep.
Tire pressure, oil, transmission fluid, just, radiator, just standard kicking the tires shit.
Yeah.
And then I'll go fake it some more.
Sure.
So, and I apologize to you guys thinking that you have to sit here with bated breath and act like you really want to fucking care about this shit, because you probably, I think your guys' outbursts kind of just, is probably the same reaction as the average person. That's like, oh, God, here goes Bubba again talking about the fucking
Yeah, but I think most people, they understand it. Like, they've heard it a lot, but they get, how you feel about it.
Yeah. Right.
At nauseam.
And I get it. I do. Which would be probably a good time for us to say goodbye. What do you think, Lum?
I love hearing the stories, but yes.
No, you don't. Nobody does.
That's a good time to go. I like hearing them. Papa.
No, you don't, Papa.
Yes, I do.
Nobody does. We'll see you guys tomorrow.